Hurt and pain inflicted on you by those who you love or those who are supposed to love you. Do you ever feel like you are the black sheep of the family? Do you ever feel like whatever you do is never right? You can never satisfy certain people in your family. They're never happy with you. They don't support you. They basically look at you as the black sheep. That's it. That's it. No support, no nothing. Pain and hurt from the people you love. Let's talk about it.
Welcome to KNX Unscripted with your host, Keith B., an exceptional, open-minded individual who enjoys sharing one-on-one conversations with people from all over the world. He explores their passions, backgrounds, and cultures, generally what keeps them excited about life. This podcast is a raw, unscripted conversation, real talk about everything: race, culture, sex, marriage, sports, and more, with no limits. So if you're ready, let's begin the conversations. This is the KNX Unscripted Podcast. Here's your host, Keith B.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back, guys, to the KNX Unscripted Podcast, where we dive into deep, untold stories that shape our lives. And again, I'm your host, Keith B. And today we're going to dive into an episode that explores a topic that resonates with many of us. Many, many, many of us. Hurt and pain inflicted by those we love are supposed to love us. It could be family, it could be friends, but people we love who inflict pain and hurt on us. This episode is dedicated to Frances, a follower, a listener who told me about her hurt and her pain that has been inflicted on her by her family. Hopefully, as we navigate through these complex emotions of hurt and pain in this very, very short episode, we can find a way to discover the power of healing. You know, guys, imagine this. I mean, take a second and just try to imagine this. Imagine feeling safe and secure, surrounded by those you love, only to have the sense of security, this sense of security shattered by betrayal and hurt. This episode's dive into the often overlooked pain that's caused by loved ones. Loved ones, not enemies. Pain that is caused by loved ones. And this pain has a profound impact on our lives. Or it could have a profound impact on our lives. The people we expect to love and support us unconditionally can sometimes be the source of our deepest wounds. I mean, it's sad to say, but it's true. It's true that the people we expect to love and support us unconditionally can sometimes be the source of our deepest wounds. Whether it's a family member, a close friend, or a romantic partner, these actions can leave lasting scars on us. It's true. These hurts are often more painful than those inflicted on us by our enemies, because they come from a place of trust and affection. We expect certain things from our enemies, but we don't expect pain and hurt from the people who we love or the people that's supposed to love us. We hear stories of spouses who break vows, friends who betray confidence, and parents who fail to provide the nurturing love that their children need. The pain from these experiences can be overwhelming, leaving us questioning the worth of our own ability to trust again. despite the hurt, there is hope, guys. There's hope. A lot of us is going through this with our families, but there is hope. Many find strength in their experiences and use them as a catalyst for personal growth and healing. They learn to set boundaries and recognize toxic relationships and prioritize their own well-being. I mean, in the aftermath of such pain, it's important to remember that healing is possible. We can heal from this. We can get through this. And by acknowledging our hurt and allowing ourselves to grieve, we can begin this journey towards forgiveness and inner peace, if that's something you want to do. Some of us don't want to forgive. Some of us will never forgive. We'll just cut them off and keep it moving. But there are some people who have a forgiving heart. And from forgiveness, we can learn to love again and trust again. Not only in others, but ourselves. I want to leave you with this. I want to leave you with this thought. When I think of myself personally, I wear a lot of scars. And not one of them came from an enemy. My scars came from someone I loved, or someone I thought loved me. That's where mine's come from. And right now I'm at this point in my life where I just want peace. That's it. I believe right now, peace is the most important thing to me. Some people may get the idea that I really don't care about certain things that are happening. I care, but I care more about my circle, the peace within my circle of family and friends, whoever those people are to me. That's the most important thing to me. Peace. Thank you for joining us on this emotional journey through the complexity of hurt and pain from those we love. Stay tuned for further episodes where we continue to explore the unscripted stories that shape our lives. I want to say this to Francis. I want you to know, as we navigate the ups and downs of life, let us remember that while hurt and pain may be inescapable, they do not define us. Hurt and pain does not define us. We are resilient and capable of healing and worthy of love and respect. Don't let it define you. Join us next time on KNX Unscripted as we dive into more stories that remind us of the strength of the human spirit. You can listen to KNX Unscripted on all podcast platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, anywhere that you listen to your podcasts. Please share with your family and friends, and share with the people who love you. This has been KNX Unscripted, KNX Unscripted Podcast. We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you. And we are out.
You've been listening to the KNX Unscripted Podcast with your host, Keith B. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Be sure and catch our next episode. And thank you for listening.